Okay, good evening, everybody, and thank you for joining at this late hour. I'm sorry for the delay in tonight's shiur. I just got home, so let's get started. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue in Simen Shin Ches about Muktzah, and today we are doing Si'ifim, Beis, and Gimel. That's the goal for tonight. So it says the Shulchan Aruch and Si'if Beis, Kol Kli Afilu Gadol V'Chavir Arbe, L'Mespatel Shein Kli Menu L'Mnei Gadol V'Mnei Kavdo. Any Kli, even if it's very big and very heavy, does not lose the Shein Kli, not because of its size, nor because of its heaviness. Says any stone or beam that has a din of a kli, why would it have a din of a kli if it's designated for a particular usage? It's not mukta, it's a kli, and a kli is not going to be something that's mukta machmas kufo. If you have a kli that's otherwise not going to be mukta, we don't say that because it's so gigantic and it's so heavy that you're never going to move it there, and therefore you're maksimi daito, and it becomes muksin. No, we don't say that. But if during the week you'd be very careful not to move it because you don't want it to get ruined, you don't want it to get destroyed. So you have a giant dresser that was from IKEA, and if you move it, the whole thing starts falling apart at the seams, so you never move it. So then it becomes something that's muksimach maschasun kis, which anyway is asur to be metaltel. V'lo mebnei kavdo, v'afilu imhu masui shel kama bnei adam. Even if it's so heavy that it takes many people to lift it, it still doesn't lose the shem kli. Moving on to Si'if Gimel. Kli shemalachto le'isir. A kli that's primary usage is to do something that would normally involve a malacha on Shabbos. Mutar le'taltelo. You're allowed to move such a kli. We'll see what happens if it was being in use for a davar asur during Ben Hashmashos. We have to look back at Simon Reshayin Tes. But you're allowed to be metaltel kli shemalachto l'iser bein l'tzorach gufo, whether you need the kli, like to use a hammer of a goldsmith or a blacksmith to crack open nuts, kordom lachtoch bo devela, or an axe to cut open a fig cake, bein l'tzorach makoma, whether you need it for the place or whether you need it for the place that it's occupying. You don't need the kli, you just need the place that the kli is currently resting. And once you're moving a kli shem lachto l'iser because you need its place, you're allowed to put it down wherever you want. But just to move it in order to protect it, that you don't need to use it, nor do you need the space that it's taking up. You just think it's going to get ruined if it stays where it is. It's outside and it's about to rain, and you're afraid that it's going to get ruined in the rain. That's going to be aser. You're not allowed to move a kli shemlach the lisser for such a reason. Says the Rama, kol mukzeinu asel biltultulo, aval b'negia b'yalma sheinu menadno shari. Very important. People think you're not allowed to touch mukza. Says Rama, you're allowed to touch mukza. You're just not allowed to move mukza. If you have an oven, you're allowed to touch the outside of the oven. If you have a menorah in the shul that has fires in it, you're allowed to touch the base of the menorah because you're not moving it. You're allowed to touch your car, you're not moving it. And you're also allowed to pick up an item of heter that happens to be sitting on a davar muksa. You're also allowed to blow a davar muksa and move it that way. Because that's considered to be tiltul kalachriyad v'lo mikri tiltul, and that's not considered to be a real tiltul. Says the Mishnah Brura Sifkat Niyud, shemalachtul isur klomar shemiuchedus l'davar sha'asul lasos b'Shabbos. Kli shemalachtul isur means that it is designated for something that it's usher to do on Shabbos. V'afilu imrak rov malachtul isur. Who gam kein b'chlal zeh? Even if it's just most of the time you use this kli for an isser, even though on occasion you might use it for non-isser things, like the hammer to crack open a nut, most of the time you're not using your hammer to crack open nuts, you're using your hammer to bang in a nail. So that's called the kli shemalach to the isser. Nishtamish, pirishay munach lebin ashmashos, davar isser, k'd mesayim, k'd go ner shahudlak. We're talking about something that was, that this is going in those words in the parentheses, Vimnishtamish Isr Ben Ashmashos, means that it was something, there was a Dvar Isr that was placed on it during Ben Ashmashos, like a Ner that was lit, in Asa As Basel Dvar Asr, where the Ner becomes a Basel Dvar Asr, the candelabra, the Leichter becomes a Basel Dvar Asr, Avil Masa, Malacha Bekornos, Pshita Dematulatal Beshavel Sar Kufa Makomo. But if you did Malacha with a hammer during Ben Ashmashos, you're still allowed to move it to the Sar Kufa Makomo on Shabbos. Bein Latsar Kufo, Mary Shein Lo Kliyato L'Tashmash Zeh. Ooh, when we say that you're allowed to move a kli shemlach the list of the tzaruch gufo, that's only if you don't have an equally viable kli to use that is not muksa di lavach yanu l'shamish b'kli zeh. Well, that's a very important line. Mishabur is saying, don't use a kli shemlach the list of the tzaruch gufo if you have another option. It's only if you have no other option. Once you're moving it, you're allowed to put it down wherever you want. To keep it shubiyado, because once it's in your hand, shouldn't tell the tzaruch gufo makoma, because you took it for a tzaruch gufo makoma. Rashi l'tatzal yoser. There's no iser in carrying it a drop further. If a kasa magen avram do adinim shachach natala biyado, and the magen avram writes that the same is true if you forgot and you picked it up. Rashi l'tatzal yoser. You can move it more. Afsha natila yishalol l'tzaruch gufo makoma. Even though you took it not l'tzaruch gufo makoma. Vayin ba'achronim she'chriyu da'yater l'shayach al b'kli shemalach l'lisr v'lob muksa makmas gufo. This idea that once it's in your hand, you might as well just bring it to wherever you want to bring it is only true of the category of muktzah called klisha melach l'iser. It is not true of muktzah machmas gufo. If you're already carrying money, you're already carrying avanim, then you're not allowed to just continue to carry it. The Bi'er Agra says, unlike the Magen Avram, that even on klisha melach l'iser, this whole heter to continue carrying it is only if you picked it up beheter. That he talks about the mila equipment. If you move a mukta item with your body, that's not called mukta at all. That's not called tiltal mukta at all, and that's mutr. So if you have something that's on the ground and you're not allowed to move it because it's a mukta item, and let's say you want to move it mechamel itzel, you're afraid it's going to get ruined, so it's a klisha melach l'iser, you're not allowed to move it mechamel itzel, but you can always kick it with your feet because you're allowed to move it begufo sheyishaver dainu sheyisbaka bechama. If you're afraid that it's going to break, it's going to get ruined in the sun, or you ganiv shavar, it's going to get stolen, do dumya demechamel itzel. That's similar to chamel itzel, moving it from the sun to the shade because you're moving it for its protection. And all of this is mutter if you have a non-Jew move your muksa for you. And if you had a kavana to use it as well, then you're allowed to be metaltel it, even if your primary kavana was to protect it. So you have something outside that's going to get ruined in the sun, so you want to bring it inside so that it doesn't get ruined. Ooh, that's aser to do. That's mechamel itzel. But if you think, yeah, but once I'm picking it up, I'm also going to use it. Oh, so now it's the tzaruch gufo. So even though your primary intention is mechamel itzel, but since you also intend the tzaruch gufo, that's going to be mutter. Avol benegia bialma, ayin b'sim shin yitziv vav, magen avram sham, deecha da negia hi l'tzaruch davra mukza, that when the negia is for the sake of the davra mukza, gon shekof a kli ala mukza l'shamra, like you put a kli over the mukza item to protect it, tzaruch li zara shalol li gaba. You need to be very careful not to touch it. But the Gra writes in the Bi'er Agra that touching mukta is never a problem. Touching mukta is not a problem. Only moving mukta is a problem. So we gave an example like touching an oven. Even if it's a movable oven, you're allowed to touch it because you're not moving it, even if it's on. This is going on the line that it's mutter to take a davar heter that's sitting on a davar mukta. What's the chiddush of that? So the Mishmur says, even though by taking the davar heter off of the the mukta item, the mukta item is going to shake. Mikamakam shari, that's still mutter. Dezemekri tiltum the natzal, the tzorach davar mutter. Because that's considered to be tiltum the natzal, that is not considered to be direct tiltum. So let's review what we learned today. First, we said that no matter how big or heavy a kli is, it's still a kli, and therefore would have the same mukta status of any other kli. And then we said that a kli shemlach to the iser, you're allowed to move l'tzorach gufo and l'tzorach makomo, but you're not allowed to move it to protect the kli, unless you're also going to use it l'tzorach gufo. We had then said that dafka by a kli shemlach to the iser, you have a special heter that once you picked it up, potential in machlokas, whether if you picked it up only by heter or even if you picked it up by iser, you're allowed to continue to carry it, to put it down wherever it is that you would like to put it down. And then we also had mentioned that you're allowed to be metalton mukta begufo. So you're allowed to kick the mukta into the right place. You're allowed to blow mukta because that's considered to be tiltal kila achar yad. Okay, everyone should have a wonderful evening. And tomorrow night we will pick up with Shinchas Seif Dalid. Everyone have a great night, and thank you so much for joining me so late tonight.